I'm delighted to be joined by presenter of the Sunset Melody show, Gary Moritz. Wednesday's show is a biggie. Gary, can you believe it's the 13th anniversary? Who'd have thought back in 2009, 13 years later, you'd still be doing the show and it's gone from strength to strength?
I know. I don't actually know where the time's gone. I remember those first shows very well. So it seems like yesterday, to be honest. But yes, I never thought in a million years that I will be still doing it 13 years later. Quite extraordinary, really.
Time flies. How did you get involved in the first place? What made you take that role on?
I was job hunting at the time, and I got referred to the RNIB. First time I ever came across them, to be honest. And I met a job officer. He asked me what I was interested in, and I said, well, in an ideal world, I love to do radio. And after a couple of meetings, he came up with RNIB Insight Radio, as it was known then. And they were looking for volunteers. And so I got in touch and I was told that they were setting up some satellite studios around the country, one being in London, and that they were getting in touch. Well, 6 months later, they did. And I put forward my idea for a show. They asked me what I'd like to do. And I said, well, I'd like to do a show of some easy listening old nostalgic music. And they thought that's a very good idea, and so I put a show together, and lo and behold, 13 years later, here I am.
The regular listeners will know how passionate you are about your music, but had you done much presenting in the past?
Not prior to that, no. We did a few weeks of me practicing how to be a radio DJ. Prior to that, I was a mobile DJ, so I used to do weddings and parties and things like that, which is completely different. Music's very different. And quite extraordinary, really, because my sight issues are that I can't see very well in the dark. And I used to do this job working as a mobile DJ, and I just couldn't see half the time what I was doing. I couldn't see anybody on the dance floor or anything. But I did that for about more than 15 years, actually. So I was always into music, and I was always into that sort of idea of DJing. And then the radio idea came up. And as soon as I started, I felt right at home. For some reason, I thought, yeah, I feel quite comfortable here in the studio. Never been to one before, but it just felt like I was at home.
So it all happened rather fast then, and you found your ideal home. That original vision you had for the show, tell us what that was and how it's changed.
I was always interested in old music, but I was fascinated by listening to other radio shows over the years, how you have contemporary music going on, and obviously it's all loud and fast, of which some I like, you know, don't get me wrong. But I was always fascinated in the sort of easy listening music, how popular it was and how widespread the genres were that encompassed easy listening. And you put it all together and it's such a nice blend of music, and it just gives off a nice nostalgic feeling I've always loved and felt at home with. And I just wanted to carry that on.
Now, listeners are nostalgic as well, because you've now got over 2,000 members in your Facebook group.
Yeah, I set up a little Facebook group, just a little group just to sort of put out reminders of, you know, when the show's on and so on. And put up a few posts about some stars that we play on the show. I started to do little mini biographies of some of the great singers of the past, and just to open up discussions and debates, or, you know, a chance to know how much they love the singers and so on. And it's gone down really well. And as I say, we've picked up a couple of thousand members already, and long may it continue.
And it's very interactive as well, Gary, isn't it? When people get in touch, you read out the comments and play requests.
Yeah, I mean, it provides an opportunity for people to get in touch if they want to, and leave comments, perhaps, if they dare, ask for a record or something. I mean, I don't really do record requests in general, but, you know, I'm always open to anything, really, whether they want to make a request or a dedication or just leave a nice comment.
Now, Wednesday's show will be the birthday show, 13th birthday. For anyone that's going to be listening in, or any new listeners, what have we got in store for this one?
Well, I thought about doing a theme for the show just to make it a little bit special. So I thought I'd delve into one of my passions, which is old Hollywood movies, and dig out a few themes or musical numbers, generally from the 30s, 40s, right up to the 70s, if I can remember rightly. It's a real passion of mine, these old films, and they do sort of fuel the interest in music in general from that period as well. So they kind of go hand in hand, a lot of the news calls particularly.
How can people listen, Gary?
Well, we're on Wednesday evenings at 7 and it's repeated on RNIB Connect Radio on Thursday morning at 2 a.m. or night owls, and Sunday at 6 p.m. Oh, yeah, and the track list is listed on the website as ever, provided by my producer, Barry.
Well, Gary, it's been great chatting to you. Here's to the next 13 years of Sunset Melodies. And don't forget to check out the special anniversary show this Wednesday from 7 p.m. only on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Barry. Thank you very much.